His influence is tremendous. And people have sort of forgotten about him. He's very modest. And in a sense, that's his strength. See, a lot of the biggies have ideas that they're big, or they think they're huge. Michael thought he was reasonably big. He never wanted to stray over into his own macro projects or anything like that. And he was always willing to talk to people, interested in this and that, and go around and talk to people. And he didn't spend a lot of time impressing people with what a big deal he was. And that's why he had so much influence. He would bring in people and let them do things. And he wouldn't get too upset. When I came down from Glasgow to London, he gave me a budget to set up tissue culture and all that. And I went through it by a factor of five. Well, it didn't worry me particularly because I hadn't set the budget. I'm Bill Howes, set the budget. Bill was a bit upset because I went through it, but Michael wasn't. And he knew that if he wanted to set up tissue culture on the sort of scale we were doing it and do it properly and not have repeated problems, you had to spend money. And I didn't waste a lot of money, but I did spend it.